Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you, so listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mike in Brooklyn. What's up, Mike?
Hey, C-Mac. Happy New Year, my friend.
Happy New Year to you. Good. Everything's all right.
Good. Yeah, no, it's funny when you were talking about the ID thing, because that night I stopped over to drop the cookies off you guys. I was like down. I stopped downstairs over there, and in the back, it's like Fort Knox. I'm like, can you possibly like bring these upstairs? The guy's like, no. I'm like, okay. I'm like,
so
he had to like hang on to him. I gave money. Yeah, it's crazy, but I'm glad. I'm glad you had a nice Christmas and stuff.
Thanks.
Listen, I was listening to that. First of all, 97 Bowling Man. You might need bumpers, brother. Number one, the
Listen, 97 at one of three games. I was over 125 on the other two. I'm not even saying 125 is any great shakes, but I haven't been bowling in a long time.
Yeah. But as far as that Martino report before, he was talking about, I think he was on with Sal on SNY. I think Keith was talking about it before, and he said that the Yankees had a better offseason than the Mets. I totally believe that. I don't know if you remember, but you, Al, Hoff, I talked to all you guys, and I said, first of all, they're not bringing, I didn't think that they were bringing Alonso back. All you guys are like, they're definitely bringing him back.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, I think that the only thing that we really got, we got better. Yeah, obviously, Soto's huge, $800 million, but we got better at one position. If you look at the pitching staff, I think the pitching staff's actually worse. And I still cannot believe that we didn't get an ace. Like, and Burns got a lower AAV than Snell, even though we got one more year.
Yeah.
And I can't believe that we didn't go for one of these guys. We don't have an ace. We still don't have an ace.
No, he doesn't. Stearns doesn't believe in paying pitching like that. He doesn't believe in it.
The guy's 2 years younger. He's 30 years old. He's going to be 30, I think, almost 2.5 years younger than Snell. And so you give him 4 years at a higher AAV? I'm like,
Well, the Dodgers are willing to do it. They don't have this hard and fast rule that the Mets have. Stearns doesn't believe in doing it, plain and simple. They weren't in on it. And I'm not saying he's right. I'm just telling you, Mike, that like to say I can't believe you didn't do it, and you're trying to justify the money between him and Snell, and thank you for the call, and thank you for those cookies. And the bumpers were up because I was bowling with my kids. And the lane didn't have the ability. We went to, sometimes the lanes have like, you could put the bumper up for each individual player and they'll come up and go down. We just went to the local bowling alley and they was just up. It's not like, it was a good deal. They don't believe in doing it. Whether it was a good deal or not. And again, if you believe reports, Arizona, the tax situation, he took less money to go to Arizona than he would have needed to take to play in San Francisco, for example, or to play in New York, for example. So the money might not have been the same. He took that contract because he's not getting income taxed on it. So, and he's got a house there. So I think there was there's reasons why he took that contract for that specific team. But I agree with, like, who had the better offseason between the Mets and the Yankees? I'm less concerned about that. It's just, did the Mets get better? Did the Yankees get better? I don't really care who had the better offseason between the two. The Mets added a unbelievable talent. They added one of the top five players, top three, arguably, players in Major League Baseball. I mean, top five for sure. But yeah, it's a crazy contract. We all agree. It's stupid. He's not worth that money. He's only worth it because someone's willing to pay him. I mean, if I were the Yankees, I wish they would have paid him the money. When I say he's not worth it, Jeff Passan kind of got killed from people saying it's not a good baseball move. It's not. It's not. I mean, listen, we can call him generational or whatever. He's not, Ohtani makes less, theoretically, in real money with so much being, pushed down the line. In real money, Ohtani makes less money. He shouldn't make less money than a guy who hits and pitches. And Ohtani, you could argue, is a better offensive player. You could argue. It's right there, but you could argue it. And he pitches. Like, the Ohtani, he doesn't deserve that contract just for the player, as much as I love him as a player. And I'm not saying the Mets were wrong in giving it to him. I wish the Yankees would have ponied up more to get him. He's worth what he's worth. He's worth what he got paid. But you know it's a bad baseball move, but still, they're great. Like they got a great player. The Mets are probably still better. But the problem is they play in the National League. And I agree with you, their pitching's not good enough. I think it is worse than last year. In fact, I know it's worse than last year. Because there is no way. Like, there is no way Frankie Montas is going to have the season that Severino had. Like, I'm sorry. I doubt it very much. And I doubt very much that Clay Holmes is going to, like, right out the gate give you all these innings and be this good. Like, I love Clay. Clay's my guy. I sing White Horse once a day. I love that song. He's my guy. Every time Clay did, I was fighting so many people with the, that was like a personal issue with me, you know, beating off the Clay defenders, the Clay haters. Like, that was my thing. But I don't know if he's just going to turn around and be a good starting pitcher. No idea. Like, you got so many great performances last year. And Manaea, maybe he's found something with this crossfire mechanics. I'm sure he has. But is he going to be as good as he was down the stretch of the season last year? And then who's the bullpen right now? Buto and Diaz, obviously. Is Diaz going to be the closer he was a couple years ago? He better be. And again, right now the American League stinks. The Yankees are much better off than the Mets are right now. Much better off. Are they the better team? I won't even say that. I don't know. We'll find out who's the better team, Yankees or Mets. I think it's comparable. But you could make a strong case the Mets are better, but they don't have to compete against the Yankees. The Yankees are competing against lesser teams while the Mets are competing against the Phillies, the Braves, the Dodgers, the Padres. I mean, the Yankees are competing against the Kansas City Royals and an Astros team that's not the same. And a division, forget about it. The Red Sox added some pitching, but that's it. The Baltimore Orioles have done nothing. They signed Tyler O'Neill. Maybe they're in for Jack Flaherty. We'll see if we get that signing. But they've done nothing. The Yankees are far better off. It is a much easier path for them to get to the World Series than the Mets. The Mets pitching isn't good enough. I totally agree. The Mets needed more pitching. I am not satisfied with the Mets pitching, bullpen or rotation. It's not good enough. Now, listen, anything could happen. If I'm wrong and Montas gives you a great year and Clay Holmes becomes what they believe he is, then maybe it will be. But I find that after pulling off the magic trick that they were able to pull off last year with that rotation, you're going to do that twice without different guys? Like, good luck, man. I'll tell you right now, if Stearns is able to do this with a rotation, if he's able to get an ace in Kodai Senga, who barely pitched last year, David Peterson, who's coming off really the only really good, and he was good. He was great. But you got Pete, you're going to try and duplicate Peterson's one good year. You got Manaea, who, you know, had 2 years of floundering in Major League Baseball, who just had a resurgent year. And now you're going to give me Frankie Montas and Clay Holmes, and you're going to turn that rotation into a World Series caliber rotation. If Stearns does that after what he did last year, I will never question him again. That's it. And nor should Met fans. And who cares who doesn't sign? Who cares what long contracts he doesn't want to give or what aces he allows to hit elsewhere in the free agent market? Bravissimo. I mean, that is, if he does that, that's as good as it gets, man. I'd be very impressed with that. But I don't think they're good enough. The question is, are they, it's not about Yankees versus Mets. Are the Mets good enough to compete in the National League for a World Series? Compete, yes. Win, are they anywhere close to the Dodgers right now? Look at that rotation, and you can't tell me the lineup, because the lineup, you see who the Dodgers have. Look at the rotation. You've got Kodai Senga, David Peterson, Frankie Montas, or Manaea, rather. So you got, sorry, Senga, Manaea, Peterson, Frankie Montas, and Clay Holmes against Yamamoto, Ohtani, Glasnow, Snell. Like, I mean, it's not even close. And then the rotation has three Hall of Famers at 1, 2, and 3. I mean, the lineup, rather, has Hall of Famers hitting 1, 2, and 3. Like, they're not anywhere near as good as the Dodgers right now. They're not. Well, there's no one in the American League better than the Yankees. No one. Not, I mean, we'll play the season and see what happens, but as of right now, heading into it, there's not a roster that's better than the New York Yankees. The Yankees have the best team in the American League. If they were in the National League, it would, same thing. They wouldn't be good enough to compete with the Dodgers. But as of right now, until they get to the World Series, they don't have to. So it's not so much Yankees had a better offseason than the Mets. Who cares? Are the Mets better and are the Mets good enough? And are the Yankees better and are the Yankees good enough? And I think they're absolutely good enough to get to the World Series. I don't think the Mets are. And if they were in, I would say the same thing about the Yankees if they were in the National League. So it's not necessarily I'm saying the Yankees are better. If the Yankees were in the National League right now, I would say they're not good enough to get to a World Series. Just like I'm saying about the Mets. But they're not. They're in the American League. But the Yankees could obviously do better. And I did, as I was watching Paul Goldschmidt, I mean, it's been out there. It's been a possibility. And I've kind of said no to it. I've changed my mind. So we'll get to that as well. And there's another option, too, for the New York Yankees. And for the Mets, they're looking for a bat as well. I mean, both teams are looking, you know, Bregman's market. There's a lot to talk about with baseball because Bregman's market and then obviously Pete Alonso. There's a couple things for both the Mets and Yankees right now. 888-808-1019. We'll take a quick break. We can get into a little bit of baseball. We'll talk a little bit more football when we get back with the calls right here on a Football Friday. McMonagle with you until 5 o'clock in the morning. And the warm-up show on The Fan.